Blackstone Audio presents The First Rebellion by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Vanessa Benjamin. Chapter 1. London had come to life again. Fuddled with wine and sick with fatigue, gamblers reeled from the clubs in St. James's in the early morning hours. Tall houses blazed with lights as rout followed ridotto and ridotto followed musicale. There were fêtes champêtres in the Surrey Fields and wicked nights at Vauxhall Gardens, where the women of cracked reputation haunted the dark walk to entice the drunken dandies. Ladies who had been refused vouchers to Almack's assembly rooms in King Street screamed and fainted and threatened suicide. Mothers of hopeful daughters gossiped and intrigued. The daughters practised the art of flirting and dancing and declared themselves to be dying of love for everyone and anyone. They lisped in baby voices, wore fluttering, nearly transparent muslin, spoke bad French, and lived in dread of the day when they might have to return to the country, unwed or unspoken for. The London season had begun. But in the midst of all this hectic atmosphere of gossip and speculation, vice and intrigue, stood one calm and elegant house, its very atmosphere aloof from the squabbles of the marriage market. The house stood in Hanover Square. Few were particularly interested in the doings of its inhabitants, and a few thought it must be a seminary for young ladies. For every day at 3 o'clock, the front door was opened, and out stepped a stout lady followed by three misses, all dressed the same and all with their hair braided under their drab hats. They would walk slowly 10 times around the square and then disappear indoors again. They had become such a...